My guest at this time is Kansas Republican Congressman Tim Huelskamp. He joins me now to offer his thoughts on the latest developments in the debate over the extension of payroll tax reductions, which began during about this time last year, and now there are very different ideas from Republicans and Democrats on how to offset those payroll tax extensions if it keeps going past the end of this calendar year. The Democrats want to tax millionaires and billionaires, while Republicans want to cut spending. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure to join you, Greg.
The president firing the latest salvo on this on Monday, coming to the White House press room and basically saying that Senate Republicans voted down extending tax cuts. I know Senate Republicans would say they didn't vote against that. They voted against increasing taxes to pay for that in some way. The House passed a different version, which would cut spending. Where do we stand?
Well, the House has yet to pass anything on this particular measure. We're still waiting to see what bill the leadership puts before us. But I think the disagreement that exists here is a disagreement the president actually has with himself. A little over a year ago, the president indicated it was not good to raise taxes on anybody in a recession. And here the president's proposing another tax increase. He also promised in September, when he first proposed his jobs plan, that he would actually have a way to pay for it. And indeed, the paid for is only a tax increase. And what we're suggesting is, before you add another 100 and some odd billion dollars to the deficit, Mr. President, keep your word and show us how you're going to pay for this change you want to enact into law.
The president, of course, whether it's in relation to the jobs bill or this particular debate, has basically said that he thinks it's time for wealthier Americans to pay their fair share. In terms of the politics of this, some are concerned that the Republicans have painted themselves into a corner here because regardless of whether it's true or not, it's going to look like you're holding out on tax rates for the wealthy, but that could hold up extending tax breaks for everyone. How do you respond to that?
Well, I really believe that as we discuss a small portion of the tax issues, and that's the raiding the Social Security Trust Fund, as the president suggests we do for another year. We look at long-term what tax policy is going to change in the next 12 months. At the end of next year, if nothing changes, we will have the single largest tax increase in American history. The tax increases of 2001, 2003 that the president extended just last year will all go away, and we will have this large increase on the economy. And again, the president told us a year ago, you don't want to raise taxes in a recession. But now as we get closer to the election, obviously it's politically good, I guess, for the president. He thinks to say, hey, let's tell certain Americans, as he told Joe the plumber, let's share the wealth. Let's take away your money and give it to people who actually vote for me. And again, this is so foreign to the American experiment. We're not about dividing Americans. You know, this president said he was going to unite us. Now he's come forward and said, let's start dividing us based on what our economic class is, you know, whether we have a job or not, and start attacking one another. I think we need to come together, and we need some certainty. That's what job creators, particularly small businessmen and women, tell me. They say, Congressman, we don't need more taxes. We don't need more regulation. We need certainty. And all the president is putting out now is more regulation after regulation after regulation. Now he wants to raise our taxes on small business, which is his proposal. And to do that, he wants to give a one-year temporary tax cut in an election year to folks in exchange for paying in the Social Security Trust Fund. And that, to me, is not what most Americans are looking for. They're actually looking for certainty, not more class warfare out of this president.
Another issue the president brought up yesterday, and one that he's certainly likely to bring up again as he visits your state and I believe your district, is the issue of extending unemployment benefits. Obviously, as the down economy has persisted, that's been extended much longer than would normally be extended. What's your position on that? And if it's not the same, what do you see as a better alternative?
Well, when Teddy Roosevelt traveled to Osawatomie, it was to take part in a dedication to a memorial to John Brown. And I'm sitting here in my office looking at a picture of John Brown, and I can't help but draw a contrast between Osawatomie Brown and Barack Obama. And while John Brown was there to cause Americans to unite in the cause for justice, the president comes to Osawatomie to divide Americans, divide them between those who need to pay more taxes and those who need more for government. You know, I think the difference is this. You know, the president believes in more government, more bureaucrats, and I think most Americans say, hey, no, we trust Americans. The president wants to grow the economy, but if he went out or grow the government, but if he went out and talked to Americans instead of talking to them, he would hear what I've heard in over 70 town halls, and that's Americans saying, hey, Tim, we don't want any more regulation. We don't want any more of his programs. We don't want any changes. We just want some certainty. Let us get back to doing our job of growing the economy, creating new jobs, you know, making a profit in business. And that's what we need to do to put millions and millions of Americans back to work. And that's the shame here. We know what the answer is in order to get job creation going again. And it's not more power in the hands of the president or his administration or Congress. It's more power in the hands of John and Jane Smith out there struggling to keep their small business going. That's what we need to grow the economy.
It's largely believed the president's analogy to Teddy Roosevelt is designed to make the point that once upon a time, Republicans agreed with the position that the president holds and they could come together and this sort of thing, basically designed to say that the current Republican leadership, a current Republican delegation in Congress, is simply not willing to play ball. Is that your assessment of it as well? And if so, how do you react to it?
Well, if you have a close reading of the speech, and I'm sure the president has staff that's done that, there's a particular line in the speech that I think is very appropriate. Teddy Roosevelt said, he said, "No man is worth his salt in public life who makes a stump pledge, which he does not keep after his election." Teddy Roosevelt said, if he makes such a pledge and does not keep him, it should hunt him out of public office, which means President Obama made many, many promises, such as the stimulus would create millions of new jobs. Unemployment would never be above 8%. It's never been below that since he passed the stimulus. He promised we'd keep our own health care, our own no new taxes. He also promised transparency and openness in Washington. He has not followed through on any of those promises. And so I don't think the president really wants us to look closely at the speech of Teddy Roosevelt and look at what he's saying, because what he said is if you make promises as a politician and you don't keep them, you don't deserve to keep your job. And this president has failed to keep many, many promises. Actually, as a result, we have millions of Americans out of work today.
You've clearly outlined the differences between where you and many Republicans stand as opposed to the president. But clearly, the dividing lines are drawn here. We've got an expiration date on these tax breaks. How do you expect it to be resolved?
Well, I think we'll see what happens next 10 days. It's hard to predict what will happen in Washington, D.C. But most Americans, when they expect the president to follow through on his promise to pay for the programs he wants to enact, he should pay for them with spending cuts in the same year. This idea of about, you know, cutting spending 10 years from now or 9 years from now, 8 years from now, and spending it today, it's kind of like going to Disney World tomorrow and putting it on a 10-year mortgage to pay it off. And that's what got us in the problem. That's why the system is broken. That's why we have a $1.2 trillion deficit. And what the president is saying, hey, let's add on another $180 billion in unpaid for spending, and let's make our children and grandchildren pay that off. And I think that's what I ran to Washington to do, was to change the system. So, hey, if we're going to spend that money today, we should pay for it today. That's the only fair way to do that. And I think that is a huge difference, I think, between Washington, oftentimes many Republicans as well, and this president, who says, oh, don't worry, we'll have our children and grandchildren pay off our stimulus for 2011. And I don't think that's going to work out very well for, certainly not for our children and grandchildren.
Congressman, we'll certainly keep watching what you all decide up on the Hill. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Kansas Republican Congressman Tim Hulskamp represents his state's 1st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.